George Ranch High School basketball is on the air. This is our 10th consecutive season bringing you live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. GRHS Longhorns basketball is brought to you each night by the generosity and support of our GR Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the continued support of the high school administration and the Lamar CISD Athletic Department. Follow the Lady Longhorns, coached by Michelle Trotter, and the boys' team, coached by Brian Henry, as they try to make the playoffs in an always tough UIL 26A district. GRHSI Radio is live with every home game in the 23-24 season and will follow each team with live broadcasts through the UIL playoffs and on to the championship round in 6A high school basketball. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station operating through George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now let's get out to the gym and join Tom Tarando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHSI Radio crew for live Longhorns basketball.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando. I'm all by my lonesome this afternoon. No Mike Miller, no Julian Munoz, but we'll do what we can to bring you live 26A basketball from George Ranch. The Lady Longhorns are hosting the Dulles Lady Vikings in 26A basketball play. These two teams have struggled, to put it mildly. The Longhorns are 1-16 in overall play, 1-5, and in seventh place in 26A play. On the other side, the Dulles Vikings are 5-11. They are winless in five attempts in 26A play. They're in ninth place in a 9-team district. We apologize. We had a little bit of trouble getting on the air, a couple false starts there, but I think we work things out, and we are ready to go and bring you basketball, holiday basketball, this afternoon. It's was slated to be a 3:30 tip-off. It's going to be a little later than that, maybe 3:35 once we get going, but fairly on schedule. In the JV game, it was won by the Lady Vikings 41-32. Lady Longhorns are down by 13 at half, 26-13, down by 5 in the third quarter. But then some late turnovers and a late charge by the Lady Vikings, and they won by 9, 41-32. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll run down the entire league in 26A and get you ready for the start of this one. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHSI Radio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Alon Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHSI Radio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHSI Radio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is live Lady Longhorns basketball from the ranch on GRHSI Radio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, a couple minutes in the shoot-around before the game tips off here. We're going to kind of pull double duty and make sure we have the starters correct. And I'm getting those now from Eric Ryburn. Thank you, Eric. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for George Ranch. Thank you, Eric. And we'll give those to you as soon as we run down 26A. There's a tie on top of the league with Fort Ben Austin and Hightower, both at 5-0. Third place is Ridgepoint, 4-1. Fort Ben Travis is 4-2 and in fourth place. And Travis is idle tonight in a nine-team league. One team always has the night off. Tonight it's the Travis Tigers. Fifth place, Bush at 3-2. Elkins at 1-4. George Ranch in seventh place at 1-5. Clements, 0-4 in eighth place. And these Dulles Lady Vikings, 0-5 in ninth place. Other games today, a 2:45 scheduled tip-off with Bush at Clements. Also this afternoon, Ridgepoint at Austin. And then tonight, Hightower at Elkins. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. About 20 seconds left in the shooter-on clock before that's reset. And everybody is ready to go. Looks like we may have our national anthem and then the starting lineups. So we'll certainly bring you the national anthem. And then while the PA announcer is noting the starters for the crowd here this afternoon, I'll do the same right here on the radio for you. All right, headset on. Let's get going with our starting lineups here on GRHS iRadio. We're glad you are with us this afternoon for 26A basketball. If you're a fan of the Dulles Lady Vikings, welcome into the broadcast. And we're going to have a good time this afternoon. And we'll bring you all the action from George Ranch. The starting five for the Lady Vikings looks like this. Say Stewart, a 5'7 junior. Maya Williams, a 5'4 sophomore. Nevaeh White, a 5'7 senior. Callie Goodley, a 5'7 senior. And Nevaeh Kearney, a 5'10 senior. Nevaeh Kearney leads the club with 106 rebounds, averaging about 7 rebounds a game for them. Her scoring average is 2.5 points a game, but always on that defensive end and clearing the boards for the Lady Vikings. Once again, Cece Stewart, Maya Williams, Nevaeh White, Callie Goodley, and Nevaeh Kearney, the starting five for Christina Jamerson's Lady Vikings. And now for the George Ranch Longhorns, a 5'5 guard, junior Vashti Pollard. A 5'6 guard, sophomore Layla McWalters. A 5'8 forward, sophomore Haley Kulkak. A 6-foot forward, junior Autumn Coonfield. And a 6'1 freshman, Genesis Obanla. Vashti Pollard, Layla McWalter, Haley Kulkak, Autumn Coonfield, and Genesis Obanla, the starting five for Michelle Trotter's Lady Longhorns. Longhorns in white with maroon trim, maroon letters and numbers. The Dulles Lady Vikings in red with dark letters and numbers and dark trim on their uniforms. Ball is in the air and tipped around and taken by Dulles. They're moving left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. Longhorns had a move downfield, or down court rather, and then gave up a steal and a lay-in for Callie Goodley, and Dulles is on the board 2-0. Longhorns have the basketball at the far end. Layla McWilliams tries to find a teammate down low and throws it away. Two early turnovers for George Ranch. Just underway from George Ranch High School. 2-0 Dulles. 7:20 left in the first quarter. Throw down low, and Nevaeh Kearney cannot finish. The rebound taken by Vashti Pollard. She heads down court and drifts towards the right side. Now all the way around to Layla McWilliams in the left corner. McWalters, rather, sorry. Ball taken away again. Third turnover for George Ranch. Three-pointer on the way, and that is good. And because it is, thought maybe there was a timeout. It seemed like there was a whistle blown. Callie Goodley hit that one from the left wing. She's got all 5 points. Autumn Coonfield inbounds to Vashti Pollard. Pollard is double-teamed. Ball taken away again. And the feed down low to Maya Williams. She can't finish. But the ball again is taken away by Dulles after the Longhorns head up court. And a drive on the basket by Cece Stewart. And a foul whistled against Genesis Obanla. Her first personal foul, the first one of the ball game. At the free throw line, Cece Stewart, a 43% free throw shooter in 16 games. First shot is off the mark. Dulles leads 5-0 early in the first quarter. We tipped off about 3:37. That one rimmed around and spun out. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Vikings. That's their first turnover. Coonfield inbound to McWalters. Back to Coonfield. Double team. A lot of pressure put on by the Lady Vikings. And again, a steal. 5 turnovers now for George Ranch. Lay-in attempt at the other end. First no good by Nevaeh White. Now good by Goodley. Goodley has all 7 points. And this time, Michelle Trotter does want a timeout. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorn Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Back at George Ranch, Longhorns will inbound after the basket by Callie Goodley. Goodley has all 7 points. It's 7-0 Dulles. And again, the pressure is too much for George Ranch. Another turnover, a feed down low, and nothing happens there. So the ball is kicked out top. Shot by Stewart from 3 points beyond the top of the key, and that's no good. And a foul whistled against 15. Callie Goodley, her first personal foul. Ashley Pollard, to the left side to Obanla. Obanla into the corner to Coonfield. Autumn drives the lane, tries to head down the lane. She's cut off, and a foul whistled there against Nevaeh Kearney, her first. Longhorns looking inbound under their own basket and into Coonfield. And she puts it up and in. Longhorns are on the board, courtesy of a nice pass by Pollard and a nice finish by Autumn Coonfield. Say Stewart from the free throw line. That's no good. Ball rimmed around there and came out. Ahead to Pollard. Pollard in the corner to McWalters. McWalters down lower to Obanla. Into the left corner. Shot on the way. That's an air ball taken away by Dulles, and finishing at the other end, Nevaeh White. She's on the board with her first couple points. It's 9-2. Paige Mason in the game put up that shot from the left side. Goodley again drives on the right side. That's no good. Stewart puts up the follow, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Vashti Pollard, her first. Back to the free throw line. It goes Sase Stewart. Stewart, a 5'7 junior, with a 10.3 points per game average. That third free throw tonight is off the back iron, no good. Longhorns send in Allison Bauer and Belicia Serta into the lineup. Stewart's second free throw is off the back iron. No good again. Longhorns do track that one down. And then there's a tie-up. And a foul whistled against Sase Stewart, her first. Coonfield inbounds to Belicia Serta. Serta has trouble with the dribble, and it goes through a couple players' legs and back out the other side to Dulles. Shot from three-point range by Aziana Morrison, and that's off the back iron. And now a turnover on the double dribble. Mike Miller and I talked about that the other night. You rarely see that called anymore in basketball, but that's the case here. And the Longhorns trying to find Allison Bauer under the basket. The 6'1 freshman was down there, but the ball was too high and too long. Went out of bounds. 7 turnovers for George Ranch. Lady Vikings with 2. Vikings lead 9-2, and you can make that 11-2 as streaking to the basket was Nevaeh White. Picks up her 4th point of the night. 11-2, stolen away by Dulles. And that layup by White is no good. And rebound, Belicia Serta. And then a foul whistled against Nevaeh White trying to get the basketball back. That's her first and the 4th team foul against Dulles. Autumn Coonfield in to Paige Mason. Mason is tied up, so she'll go the other direction, get it down court to Allison Bauer. And then on to Vashti Pollard. Puts one up from the left side. The ball into the hands of Coonfield, but only briefly before it goes off her and out of bounds. Longhorns having some difficulty holding on to the basketball or keeping the basketball. Here's a three-pointer on the way by White, and that one's off. Last touched by Dulles and out of bounds. Some ragged play here in the first 5 minutes of this one this afternoon. Dulles leads 11-2, 3:19 left in the first quarter, rather. Layla McWalters puts up a shot from the right wing. It's no good and tracked down by Dulles into the hands of Nevaeh White. White's three-pointer from the left wing is off. The rebound by McWalter, and she throws it out of bounds. McWalters was fronted immediately when she got the ball by Nevaeh White and just kind of tried to get it to a teammate, and that didn't materialize. Callie Goodley on the left side has the ball almost swatted away. Now back into the right corner. Back to Goodley, who drives down the lane, puts up the lefty, and that's good. Left-handed shot falls through. 13-2, Goodley with 9 points, those 13. Allison Bauer tries to put it up on the right side, and she is fouled. Bauer will head to the free throw line. Foul whistled against Nevaeh Kearney, her second personal foul at the free throw line for George Ranch. Allison Bauer. First shot on the way, and no good. That one seemed like it was about a third of the way down the cylinder before it rattled and kicked out. Bauer will get another. Next free throw is good. 13-3, Dulles by 10. Here's Goodley down the lane. She puts up a shot, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Valicia Serta. Her first at the free throw line is Callie Goodley, a 63% free throw shooter, leads the team in that regard. Her first attempt spins out. 9 points so far for Goodley. Betsy Gray is in for George Ranch at second free throws. No good. And the ball tracked down by George Ranch. Pollard heads down court on the right side. Now crossover dribble. Goes down the lane. Puts up the layup. No good. Rebound Bauer. And she puts it back in. Allison Bauer with a nice rebound and follow shot. 13-5. Dulles by 8. Out top to Callie Goodley. Goodley, right side, puts it in. Longhorns need an answer to Callie Goodley. Already has 11 points out of the 15 that Dulles has on the scoreboard. Into the left corner to Pollard. She drives the baseline, but she's fouled there. Ball whistled against Callie Goodley, her second. At the free throw line, Vashti Pollard. Longhorns have a basket from Autumn Coonfield, a basket and a free throw by Allison Bauer, and that's the 5 points that George Ranch has so far. First one on the way from Pollard. That one is in the rim and then kicked out. Wholesale changes for Dulles Vikings. They say Stewart is back in. Nevaeh Kearney is back in. Pollard's second free throw is good. Longhorns apply some pressure at the far end. See what Dulles can do with a double or triple team. They break it on this one. Now down low, and a score by Maya Williams, her first couple points of the night. So that's the answer to the question, at least on that drive. They were able to break the press pretty easily and get it down court. And Pollard drives on the left side. She's fouled again there, heading to the basket. Foul whistled against Kearney, her third. And we'll see if Christina Jamerson takes her out and kind of gives her a rest here in the latter part of the first quarter. Here's Pollard's first free throw. That's good. 17-7, Dulles by 10. Pollard's left-handed free throw is good again. She's 3-for-4 from the line on the last couple trips down. Once again, the Longhorns will apply some pressure. And the ball is inbounded and then thrown away. So chalk one up for the pressure, causing a turnover by Dulles. Coonfield to Pollard. Vashti to the right side. And now turns around, heads to the left side. And a shot, partially blocked by Sarah Pizzatola. And Pizzatola can't get that one to drop. And down the lane goes Say Stewart. Hers does not drop either. And the rebound goes to Pollard. Pollard double teamed and now tied up. And let's see what the, and not tied up. They're going to call a foul on Say Stewart, her second personal foul. And Pollard will head back to the free throw line. 31 seconds left in the first quarter. Longhorns down by 9, 17-8. Free throw is up and good, 17-9. And that's good as well. Vashti Pollard is 5-for-6, and keeping the Lady Longhorns close in this one, it's 17-7. Longhorns will stay on pressure as Ziana Morrison tries to get it in, and does, to Goodley. Ball is blocked. Maya Williams had her shot blocked. Ahead to Pollard. She puts it up, and again she's fouled. She'll head back to the free throw line. Foul whistled against Nevaeh White, her second. Pollard back to the free throw line for free throws number 7 and 8. Number 7 right in. And number 8 spins out. So 6-for-8 for Pollard from the free throw line. 17-11, and Dulles throws it away down here as the Longhorns try to sub out, and they do. Paige Mason, the 5'3 sophomore guard, into the lineup for George Ranch. So it's Coonfield, Pollard, McWalters, Mason, and Haley Kulkak in the lineup. Shot from the right wing by Pollard. No good. And nobody can track down the rebound before the buzzer. That ends the first quarter. Dulles, Lady Vikings 17, George Ranch 11. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Timeout.
Oh,
right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since...
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School, about ready to start quarter number two. It was all Dulles in the first quarter. They lead 17-11, and but for the 6 out of 8 free throws by Vashti Pollard, would have been a lot worse for George Ranch. The inbound to Pollard. Longhorns are moving right to left across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet. However you're listening to us this afternoon, we're glad you're here. This is 26A Holiday Basketball with a special start time at 3:30 this afternoon. Bush at Clements was on the schedule for 2:45. Ridgepoint plays at Austin this afternoon. And then tonight, Hightower goes over to Elkins. Here's a three-pointer from the right wing. That's short. Nevaeh White can't get that one to drop. McWalters with the rebound. Pollard drifts to the right side. Now pass in the corner. Shot on the way by Paige Mason. No good. Rebound to George Ranch. The putback is a little bit long. Taken down court by Maya Williams. She puts it up. That's no good. But Dulles retains possession of the basketball, and we'll start things again. Nevaeh White way out top, directing some traffic there. Now tries the left side, puts it up on the running layup. That's too hard. And then she actually touched the basketball while she was standing out of bounds. That's turnover number 5 on the afternoon for the Vikings. Longhorns with 9. Pollard is met at midcourt by Maya Williams. And then heads to the right. Now Pollard is double-teamed. And a foul is whistled against number 35, Star Anton, into the lineup. That's Star's first personal foul. She's a 5'5 senior into the game. And committing the personal foul, inbound by George Ranch. Inbound to McWalters, back to Pollard. And a travel by the Longhorns. As you might guess, Michelle Trotter not too thrilled about that, as the Longhorns have been showing some activity and some good things down at their end of the court. But then... hand the ball back to Dulles. Dulles does the same thing here. George Ranch will inbound on the far side. Once again, Pollard met at midcourt by Maya Williams. This time, Pollard to the left side and dribbles all the way around to the right side. And the ball is out of bounds. One referee said... That the Longhorns had lost possession, but the other, who had a better look, saw that it had gone off a Vikings player and out of bounds. In any event, Pollard will inbound at the far end on the far side. Into Coonfield. Back to Pollard. To Autumn Coonfield at the top of the key. She goes left into the corner now to Haley Kolkak. She drives a baseline, puts one up. Hits the side of the backboard into the possession of George Ranch. Shot by McWalters from the right side. That's off the rim and taken by Goodley. She puts one up on the left side, and not enough English on that. The ball is tracked down by Genesis Obonla. Back in the lineup for the Lady Longhorns. To Pollard. Coonfield. Back to Pollard. She's on the left side. Autumn Coonfield, top of the key. And the ball gets away from her into the hands of Pollard. And we'll start things again to Coonfield. This time, Kulkak heads down the lane and kicks it into the right corner to McWalters. McWalters drives the baseline, finds herself underneath the basket and keeps going and gets out of traffic. The shot put up by Coonfield. That's no good. And down court we go. Shot by Star Anton. That's no good. And back into the hands of George Ranch. Layla McWalters with a layup. Her first couple points of the afternoon at 17-13. And Goodley puts one up, adds to her total. She now has 13 points out of the 19 that Dulles has. Lady Vikings by six. To Coonfield in the corner to Kulkak. Puts up the jump shot a little bit long and a fight for the ball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. No pressure now by the Lady Longhorns. So Callie Goodley can walk the ball up. She retains possession and tries to get it over to the left side. And that ball is a tie-up. And the award goes to the Dulles Lady Vikings. Check that. Goes to George Ranch. That's another Vikings turnover. Seven for the afternoon. The Longhorns with 11. 4:08 left before halftime. 19-13. Dulles leads by six. Ball into the middle. Off the hands of Allison. Check that, Genesis Obanya. And then once it's taken away, Dulles loses control. All of that means that George Ranch will inbound under their own basket. Vashti Pollard will do that. Pollard looking, gets it out top to Kulkak. Around to Pollard on the right side. Vashti looking, controlling the dribble. And the Longhorns called for not making any advancement on the basket. Dulles with the basketball. Backwards dribble by Nevaeh White as she sets things up. Now tries to get it down low. It's off the hands of Say Stewart and out of bounds. Longhorns have had some opportunities. They've caused some turnovers with Dulles. Caused four in the first quarter, four here in the second quarter. But the other part of the transaction is putting it in your side of the basket. George Ranch hadn't been able to do that. Driving down the lane is Coonfield, and she's tripped. Ball goes out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound there. Inbound to Obonla. Obonla to Pollard. Pollard. Kulkak from out top. No good. Rebound by Autumn Coonfield. The Longhorns retain possession. Start things once again. Pollard, right side, three-pointer. That is all glass, but tracked down again by McWalters. Longhorns will get a third opportunity at the basket. 2:45 left before halftime. Stolen away by Dulles. Goodley from the free throw line. Jump shot, no good. The putback by Stewart. That's off the mark. The rebound to Obonla. To McWalters and to Pollard. Coonfield finds McWalters by herself on the left side, and she traveled. Actually kind of turned her back to the basket and tried to put up an off-balance shot and draw the foul, but she walked in the process and picked up turnover number 14 for George Ranch. Kolkak, Coonfield, Obanla, Paige Mason, and Vashti Pollard in the lineup for George Ranch. While I was telling you that, on the right side, Callie Goodley drives and scores 21-13 by 8. And a drive down the lane by Nevaeh Kearney, and she walked with the basketball. Good job by the Lady Longhorns. It was Coonfield who got a hand on the basketball and caused Kearney to just pick up her dribble and walk a few steps. Inbound to Pollard, back to Coonfield. Now Kolkak on the right side. Haley to Coonfield on the left. In the left corner, shot is put up and good by Paige Mason. Her first couple points of the night. Little 8 to 9 foot jump shot is no good. Not bad reflexes for an old guy. Just picked off that errant pass while I was talking to you. All right, the inbound stolen away by Dulles. And a drive on the basket by Stewart, and that's good. Say Stewart's first couple points of the night. 23-15, Dulles lead back up to 8. Inside a minute to play before halftime to Pollard. 5-foot jumper, good. Vashti Pollard, with the jump shot. She's got 8 points, 6 free throws, and then that basket. Goodley, scoop layup attempt, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. And a timeout is called by Christina Jamerson for the Dulles Vikings. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Lady Vikings lead 23-17. It was all Vikings early in the first quarter, and really all Callie Goodley in that first quarter. She scored 11 points. Longhorns chipped away. 6 free throws by Pollard, 3 points by Bauer, and a basket by Coonfield. And it was 17-11 after the first quarter. Now the lead is 6, 23-17 into Stewart. Shot put up by Kearney. That's no good. Ball tracked down by Dulles. Back out top to Goodley. Picked up there by Haley Kolkak. Crossover dribble. Kolkak resets herself and follows Goodley along. Pushing her outside. They're both about 2 or 3 steps beyond the top of the key. Ball into Stewart in the lane. Back out to Goodley. Goodley, 3-pointer from the top of the key. Off the front iron, and that's the buzzer. through two quarters of play. Dulles, Lady Vikings 23, and George Ranch 17. Take a couple breaks here. When we come back, we'll update you on scoring, some of the other numbers from the first half, and then get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is George Ranch High School Basketball live on GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley, back at George Ranch High School. Longhorns down by 6, 23-17, scoring for George Ranch. First of all, Vashti Pollard, with 8 points, 6 free throws in the first quarter, a basket in the second quarter, 3 points by Allison Bauer, and then two apiece by Paige Mason, Layla McWalters, and Autumn Coonfield. That's the 17 scored by George Ranch. They have turned the ball over 13 times through two quarters of play. On the other side, far and away, Callie Goodley, the leading scorer for the Lady Vikings with 15. Next player close to her, Nevaeh White with 4. 2 apiece by Sese Stewart and Maya Williams. That's the 23 scored by Dulles High School. They've turned the ball over 9 times. Dulles led 17-11 in the first quarter and then outscored, scoring was matched in the second quarter, 6 apiece. So they maintain that 6-point lead going into the locker room here at halftime. A few messages coming back, and then when we return, we'll let you listen to some sounds of the game. We'll rest the throat a little bit and then meet you on the other side of that and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Texas.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Let's head back out to the gym and join Tom Tirando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for tonight's live Longhorns basketball game.
Well, I'm solo this afternoon. Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch, about 3 minutes left in the shoot-around between halves here at George Ranch. Lady Vikings from Dulles High School lead by 6, 23-17. As we told you earlier, we'll let you hear some sounds of the game now, and we'll be back with about 30 seconds left before the third quarter and set you up for that. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Longhorns back out on the court. They'll be coming right at us here. We're in the southwest corner of the main gym at George Ranch High School, and the Lady Longhorns will be moving left to right or right at us here at George Ranch in the second half. not much no shoot around really between halves here. Lady Vikings came out with about 2 minutes left. The Longhorns just made it out with about 20 seconds left. And the ball will be inbound on the far side. There it is. Callie Goodley with the right-hand dribble. Puts up a three-pointer to open the third quarter. No good. Rebound by Coonfield. Ahead to Pollard. Pollard to McWalters. She squares up. Jump shot on the way. No good. Taken down by Maya Williams. Williams, length to the court. And ball is knocked around. The initial shot was partially blocked. And then there was a tie-up. The award goes to George Ranch, and the turnover goes to the Lady Vikings. The inbound to Pollard. Pollard picked up right there by Nevaeh White. To McWalters. She has that one blocked. Her pass was blocked. Went out of bounds. They say Stewart touched it last. Pollard will inbound right in front of George Ranch's bench. Pollard looking, gets it into Coonfield. And back to Pollard. On the left side to Haley Kulkak. Kulkak to Coonfield. Down the lane goes Autumn Coonfield, and she is fouled. Coonfield at the free throw line. She's got 2 points this afternoon. First free throw, no good. Coonfield on the way and good. ...23-18, Dulles by five. The inbound by Kearney. It was Kearney that picked up that last personal foul. In my book, she's got four. Ball stolen away by George Ranch. Ahead to Pollard. Pollard with the short little jumper on the right side. That's good. Vashti with 10 points. Longhorns have drawn within three. Shot put up by Dulles. No good. Coonfield with a rebound. Ahead to Sarah Pizzatola. Her jump shot from the right side is no good. Off the back iron and across the court. It's picked up by Callie Goodley. Goodley drives down the lane, and she's fouled. And a foul whistled against Haley Kulkak, her first of the afternoon. At the free throw line, Callie Goodley, 15 points coming into this quarter. Make that 16 with the first free throw. 24-20. Second one on the way, and that's good. 25-20. Pollard picked up across midcourt by Maya Williams. And in comes Stewart to knock the ball out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound right in front of their own bench. And again, Vashti Pollard will do that. Checking in for George Ranch, Genesis Obanla. And checking out is Sarah Pizzatola. Pollard into Coonfield. Back to Pollard. Vashti, top of the key, picked up by Williams. To McWalters, and Williams is all over McWalters. She shakes her out, heads in to the right side, and she's whistled for the offensive foul as she goes barreling in on the right side, trying to get herself to the basket on a height mismatch, but did a little too aggressively. Goodley on the other side of the court puts that one up. It hits the bottom of the backboard. It comes straight down into the hands of George Ranch. And a timeout was called by Michelle Trotter. Ball was in the possession of George Ranch briefly, and during that brief time, Trotter called a timeout. She called a short timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Dulles leads 25-20. We're just inside the third quarter in this 26A play for a holiday afternoon. School has concluded for the first semester here at George Ranch High School. Kids come back on January 3rd. Teachers like me will be back on January 2nd to get set up again for the second semester. 5:46 left in the third quarter. Pollard with the basketball. Drifts left to Coonfield. Autumn down the lane, and the running lay-in is good. 5 points for Coonfield, 25-22. From the left side, an air ball put up, and the follow put up by Stewart, and she is fouled by Coonfield. That's Autumn's first personal foul. The Longhorns, with 3-6 fouls all day long, many more than that for the Dulles Viking. Stewart's free throw is good. 26-22. Second free throw. That's off the back iron. The rebound to Dulles. To Goodley. Top of the key. That's off the iron. Into the hands of McWalters. Layla down the left side, kicks it outside to Kulkak. She tries to make a pass on the run, and it's intercepted by Dulles, and then taken away by Pollard. She drives down the baseline, pulls up a little bit short on it. And there's a tie-up. The ball is given back. Check that. It is awarded to Dulles. That's a turnover for George Ranch. 15 on the afternoon, 12 by the Lady Vikings. Ball tried to be forced inside, taken away by McWalters, and then taken away right in front of us against the Longhorns. Here's Stewart's three-pointer, and that's good. 6 points on the afternoon, 29-22, lead up to 7. Longhorns had chipped away and knocked it down to just 3 a minute or so ago, but it's back up. And the running layup by Kulkak, no good. Pizzitola with the rebound, looking, and gets it out top to Pollard. 4:15 left in the third quarter, and a foul away from the basket. Giselle Reyes picks up her first personal foul. The 5'3 junior Giselle Reyes in the ballgame now for Dulles. The inbound to Pollard to Paige Mason. Down low to Obanla. And a foul whistled against Nevaeh Kearney. And she will come out of the game. Back in is 12, Nevaeh White, and 23, Anika Franklin. Inside the lane, and Coonfield put up the running lay-in. It hit the back iron and went up and over the backboard, and that'll put it back into the hands of the Lady Vikings. Inside 4 minutes to play, Vikings lead by 7, 29-22. Goodley on the right side, picks it up. Now the pass going down the lane, the pass to Nevaeh White. She drove on the left side and was fouled going in by Vashti Pollard, her second. Vea White at the free throw line, a 47% free throw shooter through 16 games for Dulles. Her first one is good. She's got five on the afternoon. 30-22, Dulles pulls away again. And you can make that 6 points as the second free throw goes straight in. 31-22. Down to Obanla. She works on the right side, puts it up. No good. Tries to get her own rebound, but it's off her fingertips and out of bounds. Working hard under the basket, the 6'1 post player, the freshman, Genesis Obanla. Off-balance shot put up by Goodley. That's no good. Put back is good by Say Stewart. 33-22, biggest lead of the afternoon now, 11 by Dulles into Obanla. Working this time on the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Kulkak. Over to Pollard. Vashti looks at the three-pointer. Decides to drive in towards the basket. Ball is swatted out of bounds by Anika Franklin, the 5'10 junior. So the Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Checking in, Allison Bauer, the 6'1 freshman. Into Bauer. Out top to McWalters. Kulkak. Down the lane to Autumn Coonfield. She puts it up. No good. Rebound tracked down by Say Stewart. And Avail White goes in, has that shot partially blocked into the hands of George Ranch. Pollard is picked up by White and then double teamed by Star Anton. Into Bauer. Bauer shot good in the lane. 5 points for Allison Bauer. On the left side, easy lay-in with the left hand by Callie Goodley. She's got 19 points. 35-24, back up to 11. Kulkak with the three-pointer. It's an air ball and picked out of the air by Star Anton. Stolen away by George Ranch. Here's Pollard on the left side. Goes in for the layup, and she's hammered. No call there. The putback by Coonfield, and that's no good. Expecting a call. And the ball will go out of bounds on some ragged passing. Longhorns will keep it at this end. And will inbound right in front of us here at George Ranch. Pollard will inbound into Paige Mason. Back to Pollard. And the ball is stolen away. And a foul by Pollard once the ball was taken away from her. Picks up her third personal foul. 1.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Dulles by 11, 35-24. The Longhorns have Pollard, Bauer, Kulkak, Coonfield, and Paige Mason in the lineup. At the far end, first free throw put up by Goodley is no good. Second one on the way. That one is good. 20 points on the afternoon for Callie Goodley. 36-24. And again, biggest lead of the afternoon is 12. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Dulles. Longhorns will inbound across court from us. Pollard. And heads to Coonfield. She's knocked down. Ball is taken away. And score at the far end by Nevaeh White. And again, a spate of turnovers for George Ranch. Took a three-point deficit and turned it in to 14 along the way in this third quarter. Timeout is called by Michelle Trotter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is live Lady Longhorns basketball from the ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch, 38-24, Vikings up by 14 points. Longhorns had whittled it down to within three before turnovers got to them once again and capitalized on those were the Lady Vikings. And this is where we are, 38-24. George Ranch has the ball inbounding in front of their own bench. Pollard gets it into Paige Mason. Mason picked up out top by Callie Goodley. Over to Pollard on the left side. Now Vashti draws a double team out by the top of the key. Beats that. The running layup is good, and she's fouled. Vashti Pollard with 12 points on the afternoon. Foul whistled against Anika Franklin, her first. Pollard's free throw is no good. The rebound by Dulles. Ahead to Goodley. Pulls up short on the layup on the right side. Pollard with the rebound down court to Coonfield. To Mason. And that three-pointer is good. Paige Mason with 5 points. 38-29. Good way to take a bite out of that lead. And at the far end, with the left-handed layup again, is Goodley. 40-29. Lead is 11. Inside 10 seconds to play here at George Ranch this afternoon in the third quarter. To Pollard. She wanted to put up the three-pointer, didn't. Now around the horn to Kulkak. Her shot from three-point range is no good. That's the buzzer in the third quarter. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Let's head back out to the gym and join Tom Tarando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for tonight's live Longhorns basketball game.
All right, thanks, Bob. Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns down by 11, 40-29. Here's the scoring through three quarters. Vashti Pollard with 12, five apiece for Mason Coonfield and Allison Bauer, and then a basket by Layla McWalters. Longhorns have turned it over 20 times. 15 turnovers for the Lady Vikings. 8 points for Sese Stewart. A couple by Maya Williams. 8 by Nevaeh White. Callie Goodley been lighting it up all afternoon. 22 points for Goodley. Longhorns trying to chip into that lead here in the fourth quarter. Down low and good. Paige Mason had to avoid one of the bigger Dulles players, and then she put it in. 7 points for Paige. And at the far end, a basket by Giselle Reyes, her first couple points of the afternoon. 42-31. Shot on the way by Mason from the right side. That's no good. Finally tracked down in the far corner by Goodley. Takes it herself and again finds herself too far under the basket. That hits under the backboard and kicks out to Reyes, who puts it in again. So Reyes with 4 points here on consecutive trips down. Allison Bauer checks out. Genesis Obanla is back in for George Ranch. To Genesis on the left side. Can't finish on the layup. And there's a tie-up. Two players hit the deck. And the foul is whistled against Obanla. Her second of the afternoon. Thirteen-point lead for Dulles. Longhorns need to start chipping away at that. They let Goodley go in on the left side. That layup does not drop. Ahead to Pollard, puts it up on the left side. No good. Coonfield gets the rebound, and then she's fouled. Foul whistled against Nether Singh, the 5'11 junior. Her first personal foul of the afternoon at the free throw line. Autumn Coonfield, 1 for 2. And you can make that 1 for 3 as the first one hits the back iron, goes straight up and off. Layla McWalters comes in for George Ranch. So it's Pollard, Mason, Obanla, Coonfield, and McWalters on the court for George Ranch. Coonfield's next free throw is good. 6 points on the afternoon for Autumn. Longhorns have not led in this ball game. Had it down to 3 at one point. Now the lead is 14 on that lay-in by Nevaeh White. Double team here in the corner right in front of us. And finally, she's able to extricate herself. Does Paige Mason gets it down low to Pollard, but she loses control into the hands of Dulles. And again, Nevaeh White finishes at the other end. Coonfield answers with a lay-in of her own. She's got 8 points. 48-34, still 14. Left-handed layup put in by Nevaeh Kearney, her first couple points of the afternoon. She's been saddled with a lot of fouls and early ones at that. Coonfield shot hits the rim twice and falls out into the hands of Goodley. Left-handed layup is good. Callie Goodley with 24. 52, 34. Now biggest lead of the afternoon at 18 points. Pizzatola has that one knocked away and then tries to recover it, and she can't. And it goes out of bounds. 23 turnovers for George Ranch and just 15 for Lady Vikings, and a timeout called by Christina Jamerson. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
That guy's got a nice voice. Back at George Ranch, 52-34, Lady Vikings by 18 points with 4:58 left in the basketball game. Longhorns came in at 1-16, 1-5 in the district. Vikings 5-11, 0-5. And if things don't radically change, then the Vikings will pick up their first 26A win. Here's a shot from the outside by Nevaeh White. That's off the back iron and the track down by Kearney. To Sese Stewart on the right side, picked up by Pollard. Ball into the hands of White on the left side. Looking, finally gets it out to Kearney, and she puts it in. 4 points for Kearney, all in the fourth quarter. Into Paige Mason. She drives the baseline. And the ball into Obanla. She's tied up after her first shot. And see where the award goes. It's going to go to Lady Vikings. Checking in, Naomi Asmalash. Naomi, a 5'5 senior player, is best on the team from three-point range with 29%. Makes one out of every three three-pointers she takes in the lineup for the first time tonight. To Pollard on the right side. Little five-foot jumper, no good. And knocked around into the hands of Dulles ahead to Goodley. Goodley on the right side. That off-balance layup. Many go in, a couple don't, and that one did not. To Pollard. Pollard drives down the lane, a little scoop layup attempt, no good, into the hands of Obanla. She puts it up and in. First couple points of the afternoon for Genesis Obanla. 54-36, it's an 18-point lead. And taken away by George Ranch. And then it is thrown away by the Lady Longhorns. Inside 3 minutes to play. Shot on the way is good. That three-pointer is good by Nevaeh White. 15 points for White. 57-36. 21-point lead. McWalters out top, dribbling down the right side, puts up a hook layup, and that's no good. And the rebound into the hands of Anaya Franklin. Shot by Goodley. That's good. '59-36. 2:10 left to play at George Ranch. Pollard tries to drive on the left side. She's fouled by Anika Franklin, her second personal foul. Wholesale changes again for George Ranch. Allison Bauer, Pizzatola, Brandy Speckles, Betsy Gray, and Belicia Sirda. Hole five. Changed out by Michelle Trotter, and the ball is tossed out of bounds on the far side. Dulles will inbound there, 1:50 left to play. And a block on the left side. And out of bounds by Allison Bauer. Shot was put up by Star Anton. She had that one blocked, a clean block, and knocked out of bounds by Bauer. The inbound. Shot put up on the left side is good by Aziana Morrison. Her first couple points of the afternoon. 62-36. And a foul whistled against Star Anton, her second. Sarah Pizzatola took a hit there. Felicia Serta will inbound. The 5'2 sophomore. Get it down to Allison Bauer. Bauer turns around to shoot, and she's fouled. Aziana Morrison picks up her first personal foul, and to the free throw line goes Allison Bauer. 5 points this afternoon. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Shot is on the way, and no good. Second shot is right through. 6 points for Allison Bauer. 1:20 left to play. Scoop layup attempt by Maya Williams on the right side. Rims around and comes out. The rebound kicked out to Felicia Serta. Ahead to Brandy Speaks. She puts it up. That's no good. The follow is good by Bauer. Inside a minute to play. Reyes puts up a shot from the left side. That's good. 6 points in the fourth quarter by Giselle Reyes. Foul is whistled against Williams. Maya Williams picks up her first personal foul. And going to the free throw line is Felicia Serta. Trying to pick up her first couple points of the afternoon. Her shot is up and off the front iron. Second free throw on the way. That one's good. Serta is on the board with her second free throw of the afternoon. 64-40. Paige Mason back in the game for Serta. 35 seconds left. Left side, Maya Williams puts a shot up, pulls up a little short. Rebound to Allison Bauer. She's double and then triple teamed. And a foul will send her down court to the free throw line. Maya Williams with the personal foul, her second. And Bauer back to the free throw line. 2 for 4 for Allison. 8 points total for Bauer. Free throw on the way. That one circles a little bit and drops through. 3 for 5 for Bauer. That one is no good. Kicks left. Tracked down by Dulles. 20 seconds left in the basketball game this afternoon. Longhorns are going to drop this one by 23 points, it looks like. Shot on the far end is no good. George Ranch loses control of the ball on the left side. That one put up too strong over the basket, and that's the final buzzer. Final score, Dulles Lady Vikings 64 and George Ranch 41. We'll be back to the high school to wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorn Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thanks, Bob. Back at George Ranch High School, final score, Lady Vikings 64, George Ranch 41. Callie Goodley, 26 points for the Lady Vikings, and Avea White with 15, and then dropping down to single digits, 8 for Cece Stewart, 6 for Giselle Reyes. Those all came in the fourth quarter for Reyes. A couple points apiece for Aziana Morrison and Maya Williams, and 4 points, Nevaeh Kearney, 64 total for the Lady Vikings. They pick up their sixth win against 11 losses, but their first 26A victory, they're now 1-5. On the other side, Longhorns fall to 1-17, 1-6 in district play. Only one player, Vashti Pollard, in double figures with 12, 7 by Paige Mason, a free throw by Belicia Serta, a basket by Layla McWalters, 9 points, Allison Bauer, 8 points, Autumn Coonfield, and a basket by Genesis Obanla. That's the 41 scored by George Ranch. Longhorns turned it over 26 times, 16 by the Lady Vikings. Final score again, Dulles, Lady Vikings 64, and George Ranch 41. Please watch our Twitter feed as to when we will be on the air next. Sometimes during the holiday season, it's difficult for us to get out to the gym to broadcast. The next opportunity on the schedule is on Monday at 4 o'clock. Lady Longhorns will host Dayton, the Dayton Flyers, if I'm not mistaken. And I will thank Jerry Toops for that reference. I think it's the Dayton Flyers. In any event, they're here at 4 o'clock. If we can make it out, our airtime Monday on GRHS iRadio will be 3:45. Dulles Lady Vikings play Tuesday against Iowa Colony High School. Final score again, Dulles Lady Vikings 64, George Ranch 41. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Join us for live play-by-play of girls and boys basketball at the ranch this season. And stay with us as we hit the road and follow both of our George Ranch High School teams through the UIL playoffs and the championship rounds of 6A play. We take the air 15 minutes before tip-off and carry all the action through the final buzzer.
GRHSI Radio is Lamar CISD's first and only campus radio station, operating out of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. So long, everybody.